Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week's Heartbeat, you spoke about the word hallelujah.
Yes, well, it's a word that we use so often in singing, not necessarily when you talk to someone or greet someone, but it's actually in prayers and parts of the Mass, sometimes at different seasons. And I often think, well, you've got hallelujah and then you've got hallelujah, and but like, where did it come from? What does it really mean? It's rejoicing, but what does it mean?
Yeah, and so you shared how it's a combination of two words, halal and yah, so praise and to the Lord. So it means praise the Lord.
Yes.
And it's about boasting about God. And I liked how you use the example of, like, if you go hallelujah about your soccer team.
Yes.
How it's not really about the soccer team. When we say that word, we're actually contributing praise to God.
Yeah.
And it just made me think more often, because we do use the word in our everyday language for things like the soccer team, you know, like that, that it made me think about, oh, so when I say it next time in that context, I can then actually think to myself, actually,
praise,
I'm praising
you, Lord,
God
for, yeah, what he's created.
Yeah. So it made me think, you know, just a little bit of a different perspective, because I think it is something that people in general do say when something happens, and I think it's contributed to when something occurs.
Yeah, something, a good news.
Yeah,
then we say joyous occasion.
Or you're waiting for something, expecting,
and you go, oh, hallelujah,
hoping for something.
Yeah, oh,
and
goodness,
it happens.
Thank goodness,
yeah,
sort of thing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also makes me think, like you shared about praising, is like we can lift our hands, like we do see the priest, or maybe depending where you, maybe you have praise and worship where you attend church, or maybe a prayer service together, and you lift your hands because you are praising and honoring God. That's a way that we praise God, by lifting up. I also loved how you said it was like this deep, joyous praise that bubbles up within us.
Yes.
And I like that idea of it bubbling up. It's, yeah, like something that's so deeply felt that it comes from the very center of who you are to want to praise God.
It comes from the heart of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you shared how there are some really great praise psalms in Psalm 113 to 118. So I want to just share the one, which is Psalm 113. And when I read it, it's funny, when you read sometimes the psalms and other scriptures, you realize you know it because you've heard it in a song.
Yes.
But then you haven't realized
where
it was
come
a psalm.
From, or
like,
what,
or,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
And so this is Psalm 113. So I'll read it. Here it goes. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who is seated on high, who looks far down on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with princes, with the princes of his people. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children. Praise the Lord. And it's so beautiful because, one, it's saying praise the Lord for who he is. And then it's also saying, well, we praise the Lord also for how amazing he gives to us, that, like, what he does in our lives. Like, he lifts us up from times when we're feeling down.
Yeah, so
we praise God for that.
I wonder if when they did that psalm, they didn't say praise the Lord. They said hallelujah, hallelujah, and then they shared.
Yes,
about,
maybe in the other translations. You're right. So I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, but there may be other translations that actually say hallelujah.
Because hallelujah means
praise the Lord. Yeah. So, but when I was reading that, I was like, I know this from a song. Like, that's amazing. It also made me think, like we were saying before, how we praise God when that's something that's triumphant. So to me, that's always means that you've overcome something.
God has overcome something for us. Yes.
Yeah. And so we praise the Lord because all of a sudden we've overcome with his help, and you can't help. it's like that bubbling up, like we talked about. You can't help but go praise the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Which is why also at Easter time, which we've just had in the last few weeks.
And that's where I guess the idea came from when I heard it. And because it's not that we don't use it the rest of the year, but there's certain times, seasons of the church calendar that where we use it more.
Yes, and we even say it at the end when we finish Mass.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, let us go forth and give thanks to the Lord or go out and tell the good news to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we respond, thanks be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, like, that's right. Yes. So it's part of our conversation. It makes me also think when we praise the Lord and we say hallelujah, it's putting God in his rightful place.
Mm-hmm.
Like by praising him, it's lifting him up above everything else.
Magnifying him.
That's it.
But we don't have to magnify him because he's already magnified, but we are acknowledging his magnificence of who he is.
Yeah. So that's what we do as well when we say hallelujah, we're praising him. Something that I think is challenging is you said praise God for something before it's happened, or maybe when we haven't seen something. Like whatever your words were, it made me think about, am I praising God for what I'm hoping for even if I haven't seen it yet?
Yes.
You know, but that's a challenge.
Yeah. It's basically saying, I trust in you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, even though I can't see anything, or even maybe it may not come about.
Mm.
But you are still worthy of praise. Mm.
Makes me think, you know the scripture, because I think you had it for your wedding, the Habakkuk scripture about praising God before you've seen the harvest.
Yes.
Like, and again, just praising him because of who he is, even more so than the things that he may give us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So it's like praising the Lord no matter where you are in your circumstances.
Yeah. Another thing I think over the years that I've often heard said is God is present in the praises of his people.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and that's it, Psalm 22, verse 3. In some versions it says God inhabits in the praises of his people. And so, again, if we want God present with us, well, let's keep praising him and he will be there.
Yes.
I think that's a great reminder. And then something that I think can really help, sometimes I find, obviously, hallelujah is a great word and it means praise the Lord. But sometimes I find I want to, let's say, give more in my praise to God in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find really helpful for me is I put songs on.
Yes.
Songs that just have these words that I get stuck for words.
Well, that reminds me of one that we sing. We sing often at our services where it says, praise him when you want to, pray when you feel it, praise him when you don't.
Mm.
Praise him in the good times, praise him in the bad.
Yep.
Praise him. So it's praise him all the time. Again, in spite of our circumstances, maybe because of our circumstances.
Mm.
So the bubbling up is easier for us as human beings when things are going well.
Mm.
But we need to then go deep into him who lives within us, so that we can praise him even when things aren't going well.
Mm, mm.
And it is a sign of trust and honour.
Mm, mm. I certainly find that songs that have those words in their lyrics help me to do that.
Very much so.
So the weekly challenge that I've written down is think of an area that you can boast in the Lord.
Yeah.
So think of an area that you can praise him, because you said that's also what we're doing. We're praising God when we're saying hallelujah. It's us boasting in the Lord.
Yeah.
So what's an area of your life that you can praise him for this week? So we hope you've enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.